Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We'll continue reading from Fazail Amal, from the virtues of the Holy Quran, and specifically the virtues of Surah Tabarak. Also, it's known as Surah Mulk. The blessings of Surah Tabarak. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There is in the Quran a surah consisting of 30 ayat which will intercede for his reader until he is forgiven. This is Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi." There is in the Quran a surah consisting of 30 ayat which will intercede for its reader until he is forgiven. This is Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. It is also reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "My heart wishes that this surah be in the heart of every believer." My heart wishes that this surah be in the heart of every believer. According to a hadith, a person who reads Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi and Al-Ladhi and Alif Lam Mim Sajda between Maghrib and Isha is like a person who stands in Salah throughout Laylatul Qadr. It is also reported that if someone reads these two surahs, 70 rewards are added to his account and 70 sins are wiped out. Tirmizi rahmatullah alayh reports from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, some Sahaba radiallahu anhum put up a tent at a place without knowing that there was a grave there. All of a sudden, those who were putting up the tent heard someone reciting Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. They reported this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who explained to them that this surah guards a person against Allah's punishment and frees him from Jahannam. Jabir radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not go to sleep until he had recited Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak al-Ladhi. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to recite this and also to memorize it. From the Islamic social etiquettes, we continue with the etiquettes of speaking. Number 14, think before speaking. Sometimes an incorrect statement uttered without thinking leads one to Jahannam. By inculcating the habit of thinking before speaking, one will obtain salvation from this calamity. Number 15, do not insult or curse anyone or anything. Do not say enemy of Allah, fasiq, etc. Number 16, do not be two-tongued. Expressing views in the presence of a person intending to please him, but when in the company of another holding a different view, speaking to please him. Number 17, never engage in gossiping, slandering, or backbiting. It is also prohibited to even backbite children, non-Muslims, and insane persons. To deliberately listen to this backbiting is as one has done the action himself. Backbiting refers to mentioning some weakness in a person which is in reality within him. If this quality is not within him, then this is slander. Number 18, do not unnecessarily praise anyone. Number 19, do not become embroiled in obstinate debate and argument. When you realize that the person is not prepared to accept the truth, remain silent. Do not become bigoted. Bigotry is exceptionally evil. Number 20, abstain from statements in which there is neither religious nor worldly benefit. Number 21, do not curse or speak ill of time. Time is blameless. By implication, the criticism is directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu Billah. Number 22, do not praise those who are not upholders of deen. However, this does not mean that one may look down upon them. Number 23, in the presence of others, do not use such words which are considered uncultured. Express yourself in a cultured manner. For example, use words such as the call of nature, etc. Number 24, where there are three people, two should not speak by whispering to one another, nor should they speak in a language which the third does not understand. Number 25, while two persons are speaking, a third one should not interrupt or present his views unless asked to do so. Number 26, when someone is about to relate an incident to you, then even if you are aware of it, do not silence him by saying that you know about it. Listen to him with the intention of pleasing him. Number 27, do not camouflage your error, giving it an interpretation to avoid the error being known. Acknowledge the error and offer an apology. Even acknowledging one's error 50 times does not appear as bad as offering a devious interpretation once. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to follow these guidelines. Inshallah, we'll continue with this.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi alladhi mustafa. We were discussing a few points by which our rozas can become valuable, and we achieve the objective of Ramadan, that is the taqwa which Allah Ta'ala has promised, and that is on keeping a perfect and complete roza. Just to summarize again, one was roza of the tongue. We must guard our tongue, and from the tongue with the ear also, because what is haram to speak is haram to listen to also. And hearing, we have to be more careful. Tongue we can still control, but ears are open. We cannot control the ears. Sounds just come into the ears. Then we spoke a little bit about the eyes also, and then about our thoughts also. The thoughts that we have, and that also various categories of thoughts. One which is common, many suffer from, is fantasizing. Another one is to look down upon somebody in your mind, in your heart. You look down, that is also totally haram. And the third is another type of thought that comes, doubts in deen that a person has. And little bit explanation how to expel these and how to get rid of them. And when a person has a complete conviction, then how nice he feels about the whole of deen. And he doesn't have these bad thoughts. And then the next that we will talk about is about the stomach. It's roza of the stomach. That we all keeping roza. But Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has also written, other ulama have also written, that the roza of the stomach, what this means is that there are two aspects of it. One is that we must be very careful, especially at the time of iftari, similarly sehri, and throughout the year. The of haram things must not enter the stomach. And that in these days has become a major thing, and it is a difficult issue, but it is possible to eat all halal. So a person must be very careful what he eats. And a person, as it is said, you are what you eat. So what we eat, that is what a person is. As it is being said nicely, that for example, if you eat the khajur of Makkah Sharif, if you were born, your parents ate that khajur, and from that drop of semen was made, and you were born from that, and you also eat all those pure things of Makkah Sharif, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for, then you will be in essence a Makki, the zamzam of Makkah Sharif. Then you will be a Makki. And if it is the khajur of Medina Sharif, which your parents ate and you were born, and you also ate and you grew up, you'll have the mizaj of Medina Sharif. You'll be a Madani. And if it is junk food that your parents ate and you were born from that, and you also grew up eating junk food, you'll be junky. So we have to be very careful what we eat. Food is very, very important. And today it is very easy that a person goes into a supermarket with his trolley and he just takes off the shelves and puts into the basket. And we pay for it and we come out. But what we have bought, that we should think about. So there are those things that we must consider also. That haram things, and especially in Ramzan, if we make the effort, inshallah, it will be easy to stay away. Then, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, and he calls and appeals for this, that the permissible things also we should try and give up in Ramzan. And the talks that we are trying to set forth, may Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal, is that roza in essence is to give up permissible things. Halal food you have to give up, halal drink, your halal wife you have to give up. Roza is not to give up haram things. Roza is for a short period. Nowadays here in South Africa about 12 hours, other places different times, that for that period give up your halal things. And by the barakat of that, haram things you will be able to save yourselves from. And this is so important to give up even halal things. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. And the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum after that spoke of him that he very high his position will be. Because his sifat, his works were like that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listening to it, then he asked that you people are speaking very high of him. But should he remember mort often? Death. They say, no, that we didn't hear from him. The other thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, did he give up at any time things what he desired to have? And he didn't have it. Was that? They say, no, that also we did not see him doing. So say, then he's not at that position, what you people are talking about. So to give up these permissible things, that is also very, very important. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, said that whenever he desired to eat something, we all desire. We tell the wife, prepare this today, prepare that. You tell your mother, I would like to eat this. So he said, whenever I desired to eat something, then when I had some guests, visitors, then I had that cooked. Because food which you feed to the visitors, you won't be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah. There is no hisab kitab in there. And also the dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ashba'ana wa arwana wa an'ama alayna wa afdal. Instead of that dua also, if you read that, inshallah, Allah won't question. Otherwise, we will be asked of all these na'im, all these enjoyments that we have, we will be questioned about them. So to try and give up permissible things also. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that the essence of roza is to stay hungry. If we have so many things, then it is only really that we have changed our times. That is all what we have done. We haven't really kept the roza which was required. Our roza will be done. The first, we won't be questioned that why didn't you keep roza. But the roza which will deliver the goods, which will give us the profits and the benefits of fasting, that will be when we really keep that roza. And with all the today, it is it's an undoubted fact that in Ramzan, we usually put up weight. The calories that we have, the rich food that we have, which we don't have out of Ramadan. We have that so much in Ramadan. All the rich food, etc. So that violates the very object of roza. So we should try and give up those things. And these permissible things, if we try and give them up, then inshallah, the impermissible things for the rest of the year, Allah will make it easy. That is what roza is. You give up these permissible things and you will get taqwa. That is, the haram things, the doubtful things for the rest of the year will become easy for you to give up. So that is also one very important aspect of roza. So at sehri time, iftari time, on the other hand, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has also written, we should not eat so little that we feel weak. And in there also Hazrat has explained that different people, seeing the type of work they do, etc., a person who is free for Ramzan, Allah freed so many of us, we are here for itikaf, we don't have any hard work to do, so those people should eat less. Those people who have hard work to do, they have to eat a bit, they have to go to work. And especially students, Hazrat said, if they are having classes, etc., so they should eat also, because the knowledge of deen is a very, very fundamental requisite of our life and of our deen. So that must be done properly. In fact, on one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in a majlis, said that, normally, if a person doesn't eat his required amount of food, weakness will come into him. He must eat how much is required. But Hazrat said that in Ramzan, in Roza, if a person does not eat the required amount of food, it won't bring weakness. Then he asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, isn't it so? And he confirmed it, yes. In Ramzan, if you don't eat more, then still you won't get that weakness. And many of us must have experienced it also. Sometimes you miss your sehri. You didn't get up for whatever reason. And you still keep your roza and it still goes well. So, and many times there are so many people who don't have their iftari as such as a meal. You see, all our buzurg, Malana Khalil Ahmed Sahab, Saharanpuri, Hazrat Sheikh himself, all our buzurg, their iftari also, you wouldn't see how what we have for iftari. And then we have our iftari that is opening the roza. Then we have our supper again after our Maghrib namaz. Then we have a snack again after Isha, after Taraweeh again. And then we have our Sehri again. So how we are perhaps eating more in Ramzan than we are eating out of Ramadan. So if we can control ourselves and become onto simplicity, and everything we bring onto simplicity, for us, many of us, Ramzan is all the extra food that we have. And the woman has to start preparing early, all the various delicacies and all the very different things. Now Ramzan, really, if we see by the buzurg, it wasn't that. It was when Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in 81 or so, when he came to Stanger to spend his Ramadan. The one letter he wrote, he said, I know that is a country of food. You people eat well and you feed well also. But he says, the people want to see Islam. And if we're still going to be like partying all the time in Ramzan also, then we're not going to get our message across. We'll try and keep it as simple as possible. So we should try, where we have the control, we have it in our hands, and everyone himself, he has, like many buzurgs, you force them to eat, they say, it's your food, it's my stomach. And I'm going to bear the consequences later. You want to feed me, you are putting all the food, but it's my stomach, and I'll have to look after myself. So we all look after ourselves, our lives will become much more better. With all this, all the food that we're eating, and especially the deep fries, and we open roza with that, we do more harm to our bodies than benefit what we got by keeping roza. Roza is very, very beneficial physically for the body also. But if we open it with these deep fries, etc., then we lose all that benefit. So it's very important that we pay attention to the food that we eat also, what type of food, etc. And the halal, haram is very, very important in there. Also, not only the food itself, but the money with which we purchase that food. That must be also halal. It's very important. And the food also must be halal. Then we will get wonderful results. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.